Hi, I'm Steve Goldstein, and this is the Friday Newscap podcast. Each week, we review the biggest stories with experts, reporters, and commentators to put the news in perspective. Here's this week's episode.
It's sad that the officers are still working, and we want them fired, and we demand that they be fired.
And the city attorney explained the Arizona legislature has given additional due process rights to police officers. This legislative session, they continued to expand that. So police officers have different due process rights than other city employees.
We want to see the corporation commission doing what their constitutional charge is. And if there's other opportunities around energy, regulation, and policy that the legislature or the governor's office should be involved in, we want to make certain that we're involved.
Right now, there are 45,000 beds that we have a system designed for, but we have 52,000 in ICE custody. So we're overtaxed right there, and the money's going to run out. That's one of the reasons that we need the supplemental.
It's obviously some decision that was made in the wee hours of the morning, probably not very well thought out, and I would imagine it's a threat more than a reality.
And with us to talk about a couple of interesting meetings around police behavior in Phoenix, along with the politics of the Corporation Commission and more, our communications consultant Julie Earfley and former Paradise Valley Mayor Vernon Parker, also a member of the Bush administration. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Vernon, let me start with you with the Corporation Commission. You have your own experience running for the Corporation Commission. So-called dark money got you a little bit during the race. We could talk a bit about that later. But to start with, what do you make of the action by the Corporation Commission in this emergency meeting? And frankly, Governor Ducey's response almost saying, hey, Corporation Commissioners, that's not your duty.
Well, I believe that the governor is misinformed here. I most definitely agree with Chairman Burns or Commissioner Burns and the fact that the Corporation Commission has constitutional authority to do rulemaking, judicial. But what I really wish that the governor had done was to focus really on APS, because here's the deal. He has never made a statement about the dark money spending. He has never said anything about that. And APS, for example, they cut off the electricity for 110,000 individuals, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think a couple people died. And so if that money that they used in the dark money campaign had been applied to assisting people in their utility bills, we wouldn't have had a premature death.
Yeah, Julie, where is it as far as APS goes? APS, very powerful utility. We still see ads for APS. Mm-hmm. And it does seem that since even when Vernon was running and maybe even a little bit before that, APS stepped into an area that many people did not expect. I don't know for a fact that APS wasn't involved in political campaigns before, but it was much more subtle. So right. What about the fact the Corporation Commission seems to be finally, at least in some steps, coming down on APS a bit?
Well, I think they're coming down on APS because the public is coming down on APS because so much has been, we've had so much attention drawn to it. I don't think that APS is doing this out of any goodwill or because they choose to. I mean, APS has been put in a corner, particularly by Commissioners Burns and Kennedy. And so that's really what has changed. But even that really was, it was the public that was pushing it. It was all of this sort of, you know, folks on both sides of the aisle really being frustrated with the dark money. And I think the reason that Governor Ducey isn't calling out the dark money by APS is because he has personally benefited from it. He's taking a stand now because, as we've seen, this governor seems to respond to heat, not so much light. And this is bringing about a lot of heat. But remember that APS and the governor are still very closely aligned. I mean, they actually, not only did they contribute to helping him get elected as governor, but they went so far as to help fund $1 million ad campaign when he was behind in the polls on education and when education was a number one issue. So they are very closely aligned. I don't foresee the governor saying anything about dark money.
Do either of you see this incident where this woman in Sun City West passed away after her power was turned off? The autopsy revealed that it was a heat-related death. Do either of you consider this maybe a turning point in how APS is viewed sort of by the wider population or how APS takes part in politics or the governing process?
I think they're in a PR nightmare, to be totally honest. I think you're going to see them running more ads and trying to sort of defend the work, the good work that they do. I think that it's definitely a turning point. I think you're going to have ratepayers now who are demanding that they take a good hard look at that 2017 rate case and stop punting on it and start demanding that they do more to address these very high rates. And I think that obviously that's good news for ratepayers, bad news for APS.
I could not agree more. And I really do believe that the governor's heart is in the right place, but I believe that when you personally benefit from dark money, it's going to make it very difficult for you to take that positive stand. And I know the governor personally, and I know that he cares about the state, he cares about the ratepayers, but I just really hope that he would get the courage to stand up to APS and to say, I am the governor of the people of the state of Arizona, not the governor for APS.
Well, what about the politics of this overall? Bob Burns was on Horizon the other night, and Bob Burns does not really say a whole lot, but when he said it, it was in very clipped sentences, asked about whether the governor, in saying that maybe they were overstepping their bounds, he said, well, he's wrong. Just have him read the Constitution. Is this somewhere we could see, again, sort of an intra-party battle there because of what's going on with this? Could we see the governor taking on the Corporation Commission and vice versa, or does this blow over soon?
Well, the governor's point is that he would like the governor's office to participate. There's nothing wrong with that because I'm sure that there is a liaison between the governor's office and the Corporation Commission. Now, I totally agree with Commissioner Burns because they have the constitutional authority to enact rules and to also act as a quasi-judicial branch. And so this authority is in the Constitution. And so I believe that they should work together with the governor's office to come up with the policies that would personally benefit the ratepayers of the state.
There's also an opportunity for the governor to work with the legislature on this. He had an opportunity this last legislative session. He took a pass. I mean, Senator Juan Mendez had a bill out there that addressed not being able to turn off power when the temperatures got too high or too low. Remember, we do have northern Arizona here as well. And that got no support because it was just Democrats who had sponsored that bill. That's unfortunate. If the governor wants to take a stance, he could work with Senator Mendez and bring this back next legislative session. That's not impossible.
Vernon, the phrase mission creep, though, what the governor said, that sounds, to me at least, like more than I'd like my office to sort of have a seat at the table. That sounds almost like you guys are doing stuff you shouldn't be doing. You guys are doing stuff that I should and the legislature should be doing.
No, I totally. Well, I disagree with that because I do believe that Commissioner Burns is 100% 100% correct. The Constitution gives the Corporation Commission the authority to do the things that they are doing, and the Constitution also took a look to say this is an independent voice, and so they should be independent.
Right, but in terms of what the governor had said, where he had said that the commission was sort of overstepping its bounds a little bit, I guess the question is, does it sound to you like the governor is saying that maybe in his mind anyway, it's not so much he wants to sort of be involved in the process, he wants the commission to sort of step down a little bit based on what it's doing?
Yeah, but I don't think they should. I think they're doing what is constitutionally put forth. And so I think APS may have some role here in the statement that the governor made. And so I really hope that that is not the case, but it has been shown that in the past that the governor has not said anything contrary to APS whatsoever. And so,
which may be some mission creep right there.
Right. Well, Julie, how big a battle is there potentially then between, from this political standpoint, if Vernon's right and maybe APS has the ear of the governor or maybe more than that, are we looking at something here which could end up being sort of a fight between commissioners and the governor's office because of all this?
I think so. I think the interesting thing will be how does the new commissioner, Leah Marquez Peterson, weigh into all of this? I mean, when we are talking about mission creep, perhaps we should talk about that. Perhaps we should talk about the fact that the governor removed somebody who was duly elected and placed one of his own picks into that position, which I think is very concerning considering the fact that Marquez Peterson has extremely close ties to APS as well, mainly from her time with the Chamber of Commerce. And so I don't know how Marquez Peterson will react as a commissioner on that board, and I don't want to make statements assuming that I know, but I think that that will really provide a lot of interesting insight as to what happens on the Corporation Commission if we get this split between those who feel like we need to rein in what's going on with dark money and APS and those who feel like, no, we need to keep APS in our corner.
And Vernon, finally before the break, though, I wanted to ask you about this. So as a Republican, you were running for office as a Republican. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised that APS came out after you so aggressively?
I was shocked. I mean, I was just because I was pro-solar, and that was a crime, you know. But I tell people, when all of this did occur, I was up in the polls by about 15 points. And my only mission statement was to do what was best for the ratepayers, not what's best for APS or the solar industry. And so, but I was shocked to have, you know, $3.5 million spent saying that Vernon Parker's this horrible person. And believe me, there's no way that anyone could beat $3.5 million versus $100,000.
Yeah. That's Vernon Parker. Also here is Julie Earthly with Mark Brody in Phoenix. I'm Steve Goldstein. We're in the midst of the newscap, which continues after this. Good morning. Thanks for listening to the Friday Newscap here on KJZZ's The Show with Mark Brody in Phoenix. I'm Steve Goldstein. Our guests today are former Paradise Valley Mayor Vernon Parker and communications consultant Julie Earthly.
And guys, before we move on to another topic, I wanted to ask one more question about APS and Governor Ducey's comments. And I'm wondering if you guys think this is the kind of thing that will continue to be a conversation when the legislature comes back. Do you think that there's any chance that there will be some kind of battle, power struggle between the executive and the legislative branch of government and the Corporation Commission? Or is this just something we're talking about in mid-June?
I don't see it with the legislature. I think, by and large, Republicans at the legislature are pretty, they're pretty joined at the hip when it comes to a lot of these issues. I don't think it's a huge issue for them, to be totally honest. I think the action is going to stay at the Corporation Commission. I just haven't seen a willingness by the legislature, any Republican legislators so far, to go up against APS really on any bills.
Vernon, what do you think?
No, I agree 100%. The only thing that I can hope for is that the commissioners will continue to fight for the citizens and, you know, and just disregard the chitter-chatter in the background.
Vernon, let's move on to a huge community meeting that took place in Phoenix this week, led by Mayor Kate Gallego and Police Chief Jerry Williams. And then we had a contentious city council meeting the next day related to a viral video focusing on one or two police officers as far as their behavior, which people are concerned may have been racially motivated. Where do you look at this right now as far as what the situation surrounding police and African-Americans in the Valley or even around the country, and what the council could or should be doing, or what Chief Williams could or should be doing?
Yeah, well, first of all, let me say it was a very sad day for the Phoenix Police Department. And on the other hand, it was a very good day because Chief Williams, I thought, did an incredible job. She stepped up to the plate. She said that we have a problem. And so hopefully that problem will be corrected. Now, but we have some huge issues here, because if you take a look, I think there was an article that just came out that said that in the city of Phoenix, they have shot more people than any other, the police officers have shot at more people than any other city in the United States. They shot 44 times in 2018. And the city of New York, they fired 23 times. The city of Philadelphia, they fired 12 times. And city of Dallas, 4 times. And the numbers of firing were very disproportionate with African Americans. It was almost twice as many. But I do believe that Chief Williams She will take control. She inherited this department, but she's doing the right thing. She's talking to the citizens. She's talking to the you know, entire city council. So hopefully something good will come from this.
Julie, the big question, of course, is that there are certain officers who have behavior issues, most of whom do not. So where does Chief Williams go with this in terms of obviously having to make the public feel confident, but also wanted to make sure that, that those she leads know that they have her support?
This is a tough issue. I think I was glad to hear Councilman Garcia talk about this ad hoc committee. The issue with the ad hoc committee is who's on the ad hoc committee, to be totally honest. My biggest fear, I mean, this is very personal for me.
Thank you for talking about it.
You know, my husband was a Phoenix police officer who was killed in line of duty. And so it's hard for me to listen to individuals. I understand there needs to be progress made, and I am fully behind that and the idea that we need to have this ad hoc committee to listen to each other. But it's hard as somebody whose husband has given his life for this community to hear people refer with very blanket statements that all police officers are murderers, kidnappers, et cetera. That's extremely distressing. And I think what it does is it pushes people into corners. And my fear is this turns into like an immigration issue. It turns into this wedge issue where we're either pro or anti-police. And that's the last thing we need. We don't need people shoved into their corners feeling as if they're constantly in defensive mode, like I'm being attacked or you're being attacked and so on. And so I think we need people on this ad hoc committee who are willing to come in and truly listen. What is going on in these communities? Why are communities of color feeling this way? This is a problem. And why are officers feeling as if they are constantly being attacked? Like, what's really going on there as well? So I think this is a chief who is willing to listen and willing to take action. It will be interesting to see what comes from that ad hoc committee, but definitely I think there needs to be some kind of steps that come forward. If we simply have listening sessions, we're not going to solve this issue, and I think it will continue to boil up and get worse and worse.
That's very, very good statement. But I will tell you, I've known Chief Williams for about 15 years, and she is going to do something. Her heart's in the right place. She will not deliver lip service. So she is in action. So she will get things done.
Julie, do you have optimism that there is a place for nuance in this conversation as opposed to, as you described, people sort of in their corners and just talking at each other as opposed to talking to each other and listening to each other?
To be totally honest, I think the general public understands the nuance. I do really feel that way. I think what it is you've got activists who are understandably upset, and so they've come at it feeling as if this is the only way that they can come at it, is if they sort of make a, you know, a very big statement. And then you've got officers who are feeling attacked. And so you've got those groups who are the most vocal, who are really kind of just yelling past each other and not talking to each other. But I think, in all honesty, I think the general public does understand that there is some nuance there. And I think the chief needs to be the face of this and needs to lead it, as well as Mayor Gallego, and talk about those nuances so that we kind of keep that at the forefront.
So, Vernon, given that, does maybe the general public then become maybe more important in this conversation than, for lack of a better word, the usual suspects, the people who are typically involved in these kinds of conversations?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very, very tense situation right now, because law enforcement, they put their lives on the line every single day. And it really pains me a lot when people say all policemen are bad, you know, and so, but having grown up in the African-American community myself, I've been the victim personally of having policemen draw guns on me 3 or 4 times. But on the other hand, my brother served as a L.A. Deputy County Sheriff for 30 years. He put his life on the line. And so I really do believe what we really need is more community involvement with police officers, getting to know the community, not just sitting in a vehicle. But we are in a very tense situation now, and I think that Jerry Williams is the right person right now. She's lived in South Phoenix. She knows the community. She understands. She supports the police officers also. And so hopefully through community involvement, we can get this thing done.
Vernon, do you think the department's move to speed up the rollout of body-worn cameras for officers, will that make a difference in this conversation, do you think?
Absolutely, if it's done the right way, too, because we have to make sure, because, you know, a lot of the he said, she said, hearsay things will be eliminated immediately. And so the body cams, I know she's already done a good job of putting it in the neighborhood where the incident did occur. So absolutely.
I agree. Yeah, I think that the body cams, I think anytime there's more transparency, more accountability, that's a good thing. And I think it helps both people because when you see part of a video, you don't always see the full story. Now there's an opportunity to see the entire encounter. And I think that that's very important.
Yeah, I think we should have body cams in here for you guys, too, so we can see if you guys are doing the right theme here
for
NPR.
Okay?
Less than a minute here, guys. So let's talk about leadership from Gallego and Williams. Are there going to be pretty major bumps along the road to get to, if there even is optimism, is there going to be a lot of continuing tension here? Because the body cameras, social media, things have changed, so we find out about these things. And some of them are very significant. Some of them, some would say, are blown out of proportion. So
I think there's definitely going to be a lot of bumps in the road. I see Gallego and Chief Williams working together very well, which is important, and I do see leadership to date from those two. I think we need other members on the council to follow that lead. We need to tone down the rhetoric, not just from both sides that are sort of yelling past each other, but also from the council as well. I mean, we need to be working towards that solution. And I think until we do that, we're not going to get there.
Just a few seconds, Vernon.
Yeah, real quickly. I think that the body cams will be fantastic. However, we also have to understand that there are underlying issues that the body cameras may not pick up on. And so we have to be very, very careful about that.
That's former Paradise Valley Mayor Vernon Parker and communications consultant Julie Earthley. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Friday Newscap from KJZZ's The Show. It's an original podcast recapping the week's big stories with experts, commentators, and reporters. You can get the full show podcast at podcast.kjzz.org. If you have any questions or comments, please email us at theshow@kjzz.org. I'm Steve Goldstein, and thanks for listening.